Today on Seculo, a massive new ACLJ case exposing censorship from the deep state.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Seculo. We've got some big news to announce today on the broadcast, so you don't want to miss it. First, in this first few minutes of our broadcast, share it with your friends and family so they don't miss the announcement either, as we are taking on another step of the online censorship, trying to target conservative messages. And we're in another election year. I mean, debates are happening. People will be voting in the Iowa caucuses in January. We looked at, you know, the March dates, Super Tuesday, all of those issues. That is going to come up very quickly. And we know that one of the biggest issues on getting out the vote, whether it be the primary or the general election, is whether or not your message is able to reach even the people that have decided to follow you. What we have learned about so many of these social media companies, Dad, is that you can build up a huge base online. We've got millions, like on your Facebook page, the ACLJ page. And yet Facebook...
8 million in Facebook alone, just between my page and the ACLJ page.
But Facebook, when they want to, can limit how many of those people get your content, even though they took the action to sign up to say, I want to know what Jay Sekulow has to say. I want to know what the ACLJ has to say. I want to be updated. And yet if they don't like some of your message or a word that you used, suddenly, those 4 million people, only a few get it.
Yeah, what they do is they throttle the reach of the broadcast. And we've seen it happen. For instance, we know on Facebook, for instance, that every day we go on, it's generally, you'll get 1,000 viewers, 750. We used to get 9, 10, 15, 20,000 over the course of 24 hours. We'd get 150,000. Now it's more like 25 or 30,000. So are they squelching it? Yes. But what's particularly troublesome, and the reason why we're very excited to announce this new case, is that the government, the United States government, has put their thumb on the scale of censorship. The one thing the government in the free speech context is never supposed to do is put their thumb on a particular viewpoint, unless the government is actually the speaker. In these cases, they're not. It's third parties, groups like ours, groups like the clients we're representing. We sent out on July 25th of this year a Freedom of Information Act demand for the records of the Department of Justice concerning the case of the state of Missouri versus Joe Biden. And it's in the United States District Court for the Western District of Louisiana. We have actually now filed a brief at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit for the state of Missouri versus Joe Biden. That's the case now that is now up at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. We're requesting information about what was being told to the social media agencies. Folks, this is a barn burner case. This is a huge case because it goes right to the heart of the censorship that we've seen. And as we defend liberty, which is the key of what we're doing here, you always have to defend the freedom of speech, the freedom of getting ideas out, and not let the government either directly or in some cases through, and that's what they do, through other entities, basically straw men, do the work of censorship, which would be unconstitutional if done by the government. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about what's about to happen. Our guest is Charlie Kirk. You can guess that we are representing TPUSA, Turning Point USA, and Charlie and other organizations in this litigation. It's that big. It's going to be a massive federal lawsuit. But folks, none of this happens. Zero. Nothing happens without your support of the ACLJ. We are in our last day. This is it. The life and liberty drive ends tonight at midnight. It's been a great success. We're grateful for your donations, but we're still short of our goals, and we still need your support. Without your donations, we cannot fight these issues that matter so much to you, but also in particular case, in this case, it's going to be a massive litigation effort. Turning Point USA, 16 lawsuits against the Biden administration, countless cases around the federal court and the Supreme Court in the United States. Again, we can't do it without you. Stand with us. You have your chance. Last time to do it. Today, to double your gift. Any amount you donate, it will be doubled through our Life and Liberty Drive. To defend life and liberty, go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Hi, this is Jay Sekulow. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you've told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. This month, we're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attacks on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack from within, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift you give will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, and help us fight to literally save lives. Go to ACLJ.org right now and join us in the fight.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
Hey, welcome back to Sekulow. We told you we have a big new case to announce, and we are honored to be representing Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk, an organization that has done incredible work with young people, high school students, college students, university students all across the country, teaching them about liberty and freedom and the ability to speak up and how to speak up and stand up. But we also know these groups, like so many others, individuals and organizations, have been attacked by social media companies, deplatformed, dethrottled. There's so many different shadow banning. We've heard all these terms. And it all goes back really to when we thought it was, remember, it was Russia doing this. And then the administration at the time, the Obama administration, and then the deep state under the Trump administration said, well, even if we can't prove it's the Russians, you know what? We'll just start blaming it on the American people. We don't want these American ideas out there. And so we started to see organizations with very big online platforms not being able to reach the people that follow them. We are, again, joined right now by Charlie Kirk, and we are representing, the ACLJ is representing Turning Point USA and Charlie in this legal battle. And Charlie, let me first ask you this. When did you first notice that all of your social media accounts, that you weren't getting the same reach that you used to?
So it really started to be significant right during the presidential election. And I think during this process, and by the way, thrilled to be working together, guys, we're going to get all the facts, right, through discovery and all this, because based on the documents that I've made public through Twitter files and through other FOIA requests, we know that the federal government was actively involved in suppressing Twitter accounts such as ours and many others. And there'll be more and more facts that come out, and it's illegal what the government did. But I started to see it in the presidential election, where all of a sudden, you know, we were averaging 120 to 140,000 retweets a day, which is a fair amount. And according to Axios, we had the third or fourth largest Twitter account during the presidential cycle. And, you know, right in the middle of the 2020 election, all of a sudden we started to see that kind of taper off. And then it really hit post January 6th, which makes sense because, you know, after January 6th, all of a sudden this language started to get introduced. And obviously a new regime took the Oval Office where they considered my views and the views of half the country, more than half the country, in my opinion, to be that of domestic violent extremism. And if you look at the DHS documents that have been made public and you look at the Twitter files, I was put on a do not amplify list.
Yep.
On Twitter. That's a fact. And so what, you know, I want to know, and we're going to find out through this complaint and this process, is, you know, decisively, in my personal opinion, is the federal government labeled my account and Turning Point USA and many others for censorship. And the federal government is not allowed to shut up the citizen. The federal government is not allowed to say that you know, your First Amendment liberties and freedoms are quietly, you know, basically being shadow banned. And that's essentially what's happening here.
Yeah.
And who knows how many other people, but really Elon Musk is helping make this argument possible. I'm looking forward to working with you guys on this, because with the Twitter files, we learned that there was government private collusion to restrain my Twitter account that could have reached millions of more people and maybe even further influenced the election for Donald Trump.
You know, it's interesting because the way this has worked is the Department of Homeland Security sent up these grants and went to the University of Dayton and other entities and some of these private organizations, and then worked in cooperation with the Department of Homeland Security, as if the Department of Homeland Security was trying to like cast the blame for any censorship onto these groups, which is not going to work. And we're going to have a very aggressive lawsuit planned for this. But when you look at the list of organizations that were targeted, in addition to Turning Point USA, CB Christian Broadcasting Network, the Heritage Foundation, Fox News, but and then you go up the list, you get into neo-Nazi groups. So, you know, Charlie, the thing that's happened here is the government, it appears, and I'm convinced through discovery, and I've been litigating these kind of cases for 40 years, we're going to find that the government put their hand on the scale. And they put the hand on the scale to tip it so that groups like yours and others would not have the voice that you already had earned in the marketplace of ideas. That's what's so important to emphasize here. You had that voice in the marketplace of ideas already, and then they were squelching it once you were trying to get your message out.
That's right, and it's illegal for the government to do that. The government is not allowed to pick and choose which voices they want to be able to heard more, you know, be heard more than others.
No, that's called viewpoint discrimination, which in three cases I argued to the Supreme Court and won unanimously, all three of them. So, and then the most liberal justice, most conservative, the most egregious form of discrimination on speech is when you shut down one viewpoint on an otherwise covered topic. But go ahead. But that's, you're exactly right.
Yeah, and even further is they did it in a clandestine way where you didn't really know it, and they called you a conspiracy theorist if you said it. And we don't know how involved the FBI was. We know the DHS vector, but the FBI was having standing meetings with Joel Roth at the Twitter office, and they were discussing, you know, potential censorship activities. I lost access to my Twitter account because I tweeted about the Hunter Biden laptop for a whole week during the presidential election because they said it was Russian disinformation. And you have to wonder, I mean, how many other voices were suppressed and how many... Yeah, and so I think this is... The complaint here, you guys do such a great job, is going to be, you know, really focused and precise. And I think this really needs to be a hallmark case where we put the government, you know, shine a light on how they have been actively involved in viewpoint discrimination. But my fear, guys, and this is why I think that this lawsuit is so timely and important, what's to prevent them from doing it during the 2024 election?
Nothing.
And so,
right now, except that's why we got to file this lawsuit, because they're going to be on notice, and that's what put them. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, remember when they got rid of Nina Jankowicz, They didn't really get rid of the disinformation board. They renamed it. They just called it something different. And now they don't want to put the focus on it anymore. They're not going to put the spotlight on it. They tried that failed. So they tried to move along. Nothing to see here. But Charlie, I think you hit on a really important point, which was, it's, you know, there's people like you. You can take a stand. You've got a voice. There's groups like us. We've got our voice. We can take a stand. But how many more people who just gave up trying to utilize these platforms that could have reached their friends, their family, their network of that they could influence, especially when you talk about politics and people voting, and they've just said, you know what, I don't even want to use these systems anymore because they're working against me, or I don't want to get in legal trouble because of what I tweet or because of my viewpoint or because of the political candidate I support.
That's such a good point. This will be harder to prove in court, I think, but there's a mass demoralization component to this, which I think you're getting at, which is people that say, why even speak if my stuff is going to be shadow banned, right? And we were called conspiracy theorists for even introducing the idea of a shadow ban. The great work by James O'Keefe proved with undercover videos that Twitter was indeed shadow banning. But now, to kind of complete the circle, was it the federal government that was pressuring the companies to shadow ban in the first place? And that's like, whoa, now you're at a whole nother level, that these companies were not acting independently. And it sort of makes sense because there was this mysterious change of behavior by a lot of these tech CEOs that used to present themselves as like free speech absolutists. You know, if you read the early writings and musings of Dorsey and Zuckerberg, they were always, you know, they were liberal, but they were like, you know, we're going to die the First Amendment. Were
classic liberalism. Right.
Exactly. Were they being pressured by the Leviathan, with other regulatory action or just pure outright law enforcement.
Well, look, strategy. I mean, here's what you got, Charlotte. We know this from other litigation we've had against the Biden administration recently. We know that James Baker, who was the general counsel of the FBI when the whole Crossfire hurricane started against President Trump. So we know that James Baker ended up becoming the general counsel of Twitter. So when you ask the question of, you know, how much were these tech companies involved, and it was Elon Musk who fired James Baker because Baker was putting the kibosh on the Twitter files being released, and Elon said, who is this James Baker? And they said, oh, he's the former general counsel of the FBI. So that not only did they have their finger on the scale, they were specifically targeting voices they disagreed with. And I'm not defending any tech company here either, by the way. But they were put in a really tough situation by the government. Let's not kid ourselves there. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, because they've got immunity.
Right.
And that Section 230 immunity, they are so afraid of but you know, we've had Mark Zuckerberg went on the record and told Joe Rogan, the FBI came into him and said, you better shut down any of the laptop stories. And like you said, Charlie, once you put anything up about the laptop, it didn't matter if you were Charlie Kirk with millions of followers or the New York Post with hundreds of years of reporting the news, your account was shut down and you were shut out.
Yeah, and now we have, thanks to FOIA requests, which I know will be a major part of this, the DHS was doing block grants to continue the censorship regime, right? And as you guys know, through discovery and asking for documents and stuff, I think we're going to get a really interesting picture of the modern censorship leviathan, right? How deep is this? How widespread? It seems as if they want to use the full force of the government to try, not to try to win the debate, but to make that there's no debate at all. And thankfully, we still have that, you know, handy-dandy United States Constitution that you guys at ACLJ have done a phenomenal job of actually defending for years, that a fair judge looking at this, you know, with all the information put together, boy, federal government is not allowed to shut up its citizens. We have explicit protections for that. Don't have to read beyond the First Amendment to get there.
Well, Charlie, it's an honor for us to represent you and TPUSA. We're going to get to the bottom of this. It's going to be aggressive litigation, but it's very, very important litigation. There's going to be more ahead. We appreciate it, Charlie. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, guys. God bless. Thank you.
This is the last day of the Life and Liberty Drive, and I couldn't think of a better case to announce on the last day than a case going after this once and for all to get to the bottom of this. Now, we have assembled a stellar team. We've increased our staffing over the last several weeks, last several months, actually. So we've got the team assembled, and this is where you come in. They need our help, and we need your help. And that's how we get together on this. Your support to the ACLJ is critical. Join us today, the last day to do it, our Life and Liberty Drive. Your gifts will be doubled to support this work so we can defend groups like Charlie Kirk and TPUSA and so many others around the country. That's ACLJ.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it. Hi, this is Jay Sekulow. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you've told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. This month, we're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attacks on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack from within, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift you give will be doubled. dollar for a dollar through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive and help us fight to literally save lives. Go to ACLJ.org right now and join us in the fight.
Welcome back to Secular. So you just heard more of the big news from the ACLJ as we were joined by Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, who's come to the American Center for Law and Justice to represent them in their battle against the censorship that we know is occurring from the U.S. government, starting with the executive branch and Homeland Security, and these private contracts they're handing out to universities and nonprofits to then provide censorship ideas, if you will, to social media companies.
And we've heard conservative organizations, the only groups were hit.
And we've heard from people like Mark Zuckerberg, they have admitted that the FBI came to them and said, don't allow that laptop story to go out. It's Russian disinformation. You don't want to be part of sharing Russian propaganda. And so groups like the New York Post, Charlie's Twitter account, they were totally shut down. Not just de-throttled, not just shadow banned. He had no access to his account. The New York Post, one of the oldest newspapers in the country, and I think it's the second biggest circulation in the country, had their Twitter account locked out because they reported on the Hunter Biden laptop, which we all knew at the time was absolutely real.
And not Russian disinformation.
And ultimately, everyone was vindicated because it determined that it was real. So what we have to make sure is that these social media companies, which, again, people like Charlie Kirk, ACLJ, we invest in these companies. We bring you into them. We ask you to sign up. We ask you to follow us there. They may not be exactly like a public sidewalk, but when they start coordinating with the federal government so that they get the immunity, that, and that's what it's all about. These Facebook companies, because social media companies, because of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, gives them so much immunity that when the government comes to them and says, don't let that story be shared, they're afraid that if they push against the government, they lose that immunity. If they lose that immunity, those companies get sued out of existence. So they're kind of caught in this catch-22. But others, like Elon Musk, have taken a stand.
They have. He has. So what we're doing is initiating federal lawsuit. But let me clarify the two situations. Yeah. We are already at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit with a massive brief, legal brief that we filed. I'm holding it in my hand. We'll put it up on the screen. This is in the United States District Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. It's the state of Missouri, state of Louisiana versus Joe Biden. And it is on appeal from the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana. Now, let me tell you what we put in the law here, because this is what's so important for you all to understand. We argued that the ability of citizenry, that's all of us, to make informed choices from candidates for office is essential. Adding, this is especially true in the context of candidates for president, which is where they were squelching it down as it related to Donald Trump. We then argue that discussion of public issues and debate on qualifications of candidates are also integral to the operation of the system of government established by our Constitution. Remember I said we've got to defend the integrity and the liberty interests protected in a constitutional republic. The First Amendment affords the broadest protections to political expression in order to, and this is a quote from a Supreme Court case, in order to assure the unfettered interchange of ideas for bringing about a political and social changes desired by the people. Let me say that again. Buckley versus Valeo, Supreme Court of the United States, 1976. The First Amendment affords the broadest protection to such political expression in order to assure the unfettered interchange of ideas for bringing about a political and social changes desired by the people. So then when you have a federal campaign, this is what we allege, that deliberately sequesters certain individual citizens' ideas from public consumption, it directly undermines the goal of an informed electorate, a goal that is entirely a legitimate of the state's interest. And as we are now adding our federal lawsuit to this, it is entirely the legitimate of the interest of the people being censored, like Charlie Kirk, like Turning Point USA. It's simply not the function of government to select which issues are worth discussing or debating in the course of public campaigns. So we've got that brief at the Court of Appeals at the Fifth Circuit. We're now matching it with a massive federal lawsuit. And it's coming in on the last day of our life and liberty drive. And folks, let me tell you something. You know we have 16 cases against the Biden administration already. Countless other cases around the globe. But we have launched, between the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and the District Court, one of the most, I would put this litigation up there with our litigation against the Internal Revenue Service several years back when we busted the IRS's tax-exempt division. Because we're not going to let them, these agencies and these entities, get away with this kind of viewpoint-based discrimination. I have spent my entire career at the Supreme Court. I argued viewpoint discrimination cases in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and the 2010s. And we've won every single time. But to let the Biden administration put their finger on the flow of information to stop it and then to target, and there's a pyramid. We'll put that pyramid up on the screen that shows the various groups they've targeted. And there it is. Look what they've got. The RNC, CBN, of course, Turning Point USA and others, Prager University. And then you go to the next level and it's neo-Nazi groups. And the government thinks this is a good thing, and they factored this out through the University of Dayton, who they signed contracts with. So this tells you the nature of, Jordan, what we are fighting about. And we're animated about this because this is a really big, significant case.
And we have to make sure, going into this next election cycle, that everybody's able to share the messages and share the viewpoints that they believe in. We know that people sat at home last election cycle. There was information. People said, you know, I don't even feel like my vote's going to count. Or they felt like it just wasn't worth going through the process. There was the COVID hanging over everything, and it was more difficult. And people had questions about ballot harvesting. What's legal? What's not legal? And so this ability, again, for all candidates, regardless of their political party, but we know that it's conservatives who have been targeted. It's you and me who are being targeted. It's Charlie Kirk who's being targeted. It's ACLJ messages on pro-life pregnancy centers that are being targeted. That in an election season, when you're going to choose the next commander-in-chief for 4 years of what we still hope is the most powerful and important country in the world, the United States of America, we should all be able to utilize these channels that we have built. You have built your social media following. I mean, Daddy, that is what I want to underscore so much, is that these companies provided a platform, but individuals, whether it's you, me, or someone I'm talking to out there, you are the one that built your community, that built your access to individuals. They say, hey, I want to know what Deborah has to say. I want to know what Don has to say. And you built those people, but they're taking that power away from you. And so what we've seen is so many conservatives quit using these avenues and these platforms.
Which is how most people now get their news.
And that's a very dangerous thing, because if we're not on those platforms, our message isn't getting out.
Let me look at the entire, I want to talk to you, those of you on social media, I'm looking at you right now. If you're listening on radio, you're hearing me with your voice. I want to tell you something, folks. We have initiated a major drive, our Life and Liberty drive. We've talked about election interference. We've talked about the pro-life cause. We've talked about fighting for the underpinning of liberty, which is at the core of a constitutional republic. But the ability of the government to censor out speech is where the government is the most dangerous. We need your support. The Life and Liberty Drive ends tonight at midnight. We're doing a Jay Sekulow Band concert tonight. You'll be able to get that on all the social media applications we have. It's been a great success, but we're a little short of our goal, to be frank. We're trying to make up for some lost territory in the beginning of the year. We're still short of our goal. Without your donations, we cannot fight for the issues that matter most to you. And we're fighting right now on this major new case. Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk is our client. 16 lawsuits against the Biden administration. Go to ACLJ.org. Sign on to our Life and Liberty Drive. Your gifts will be doubled. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you've told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attacks on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Go to ACLJ.org right now and join us in the fight.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome back to Seculo, folks. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. And let me encourage you to do this. This is a very important day for the American Center for Law and Justice. We had a huge announcement. If you're just joining us, let me just let you know what that announcement was. The ACLJ is now representing Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk and potentially other organizations as well in a battle lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security and these outside entities that they have hired to censor conservative speech on social media platforms. And when you're the size of the ACLJ or the reach of the Jay Sekulos and Jordan Sekulos, then you go to the reach of people like Charlie Kirk, who is talking directly to the generation of people who use the most social media to get their information. When they are silenced, when they are locked out of their accounts of the people that they have built, they have spent resources, money, time, ideas, fundraising dollars to build up these big social media followings. And then all of a sudden, these companies say, I don't like what you said, you're out. Even though they are the individual that brought that company 3, 4, 5 million people, sometimes even more than that. So enough is enough. What we're worried about is that this will happen again in this election season. That right when we get into the general election, they'll start looking at key terms and key phrases, and they'll say, let's make sure that information about Joe Biden, if he is the nominee for the Democrat Party, let's make sure that information doesn't get out, or that bad story about Hunter Biden, it might be coming from the Russians. So anybody who shares that, lock them out of their account. And Dad, that's not hypotheticals. That was the reality of 2020.
No, it was the FBI putting their finger on the scale of freedom. I want to say that again. It was the FBI putting their finger on the scale of freedom. So what you've got here and what we've done, and I want to be clear about this. We've already sent out in last month a Freedom of Information Act request, a FOIA request, to get into the background on, to get the information intergovernmentally of what the agencies were talking to each other. We've had great success with that. Ben Sisney, John Monahan had that project up for us. They do a great job on that. We've got 16 cases. Let me say that again. 16 cases in federal court right now against the Biden administration. And now we are filing a massive lawsuit. And by the way, the FOIA went out last month. We just filed at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit a major brief in the case of State of Missouri, State of Illinois versus Joe Biden. We filed an amicus brief. I will tell you one of the most significant ones we have ever filed. I am going to also tell you that I'm going to go through in the next segment some of those arguments we're making because, folks, this goes to the heart of if we're going to have a free election this next time. You don't have to mess with machines. I never bought any of that. This is fundamentally the government putting their finger on the scale of censorship. And as we are in our life and liberty drive, if you want to defend liberty, well, I need you to stand with us. You want to hear our message that comes from this broadcast, that comes on all these social media platforms we're on, then you need to stand with the ACLJ. It literally is that critical. I am talking to millions of you right now. This is the last day for our Life and Liberty Drives. First day we did it, we've had a great success so far. We've had a wonderful success. We're not at our goal yet. That's why today is always, the last day is always the most important day. So I want to encourage you right now. And I mean everybody that's listening. Yesterday, someone donated $10,000. Yep. Understand, to us, that's $20,000 because we've got somebody that's matching that. So this is it. This is the last day at midnight. Jay Sekulo Band will be performing tonight. We're hosting the Hannity broadcast, radio broadcast this afternoon. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. We got a big day here. And then the concert tonight. I want us to go way past our goal. So you go to ACLJ.org right now and you join our Life and Liberty Drive. Any amount you donate is doubled. We're, as I said, we're short of our goal. We need your help. Without your donations, these fights don't happen. This broadcast doesn't happen. These fights don't happen. Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, now a client of the ACLJ to fight censorship at its core. But we can't do it without you. They need us. We need you. Together, we're going to make the change. Defend life and liberty. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Hi, this is Jay Sekulow. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you've told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. This month, we're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attacks on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack from within, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift you give will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, and help us fight to literally save lives. Go to ACLJ.org right now and join us in the fight.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
All right, welcome back to Sekulow. So there is big news. I know people are coming in and out of the show, and if you've been with us the whole time, I apologize, but I want to let people know because, again, when we take on a client with a big name, I want you to understand, again, the importance of the ACLJ. First of all, it doesn't matter to us whether you are a well-known name or not. You can always reach out to us for legal assistance at aclj.org/help.
And hundreds do every week.
They do, and that's the core of what we do at the ACLJ. It's not representing high-profile individuals or organizations. It's about representing everyday citizens who feel like their rights have been violated and they need someone to stand beside them and fight for their rights. And when they do that, they are fighting for the rights of all Americans. So I want to make that clear right off the bat. But I do think it is great, and it shows you, especially your financial support of the ACLJ, when a group the size of Turning Point USA comes to the American Center for Law and Justice, instead of all any other law firm they could choose, and say, we want you to represent us in federal court in this challenge against the Department of Homeland Security censoring our content. And Charlie Kirk, while he represents Turning Point USA, and in his individual capacity says, I want the ACLJ team, I want the Sekulow team to represent us. We are able to do that. It's a big undertaking because of your financial support of the ACLJ. And so, Dad, all those grassroots folks, the everyday folks that we represent, that's the bread and butter. It's such important work. But it does lead to representing presidents of the United States at the U.S. Supreme Court or impeachment hearings before Congress or representing one of the largest conservative organizations right now in the country.
And one of the most impactful.
Yep.
And their voice is being squelched, as are others. And so we are initiating a major lawsuit. If you are just joining us, you missed in the second segment of the broadcast, Charlie Kirk, our friend, but also now our client that we're representing, both he and Turning Point USA and others in this massive federal lawsuit. Let me play for you a short statement that Charlie made. I want you to hear it, especially if you're coming into the broadcast late. Take a listen.
Thrilled to be working together, guys. We're going to get all the facts right through discovery and all this, because based on the documents that I already made public through Twitter files and through other FOIA requests, we know that the federal government was actively involved in suppressing Twitter accounts such as ours and many others. And there'll be more and more facts that come out, and it's illegal what the government did. But I started to see it in the presidential election, where all of a sudden, you know, we were averaging 120 to 140,000 retweets a day, which is a fair amount. And according to Axios, we had the third or fourth largest Twitter account during the presidential cycle. And, you know, right in the middle of the 2020 election, all of a sudden we started to see that kind of taper off. And then it really hit post January 6th, which makes sense because, you know, after January 6th, all of a sudden this language started to get introduced. And obviously a new regime took the Oval Office, where they considered my views and the views of half the country, more than half the country, in my opinion, to be that of domestic violent extremism. I think we're going to get a really interesting picture of the modern censorship leviathan, right? How deep is this? How widespread? It seems as if they want to use the full force of the government to try, not to try to win the debate, but to make that there's no debate at all. And thankfully, we still have that, you know, handy dandy United States Constitution that you guys at ACLJ have done a phenomenal job of actually defending for years, that a fair judge looking at this, you know, with all the information put together, boy, federal government is not allowed to shut up its citizens. We have explicit protections for that. Don't have to read beyond the First Amendment to get there.
You know, Charlie's right, and let me tell you something from the brief we just filed, and this is the Fifth Circuit case, so it's a different case, same topic. Now we're in federal court, we'll be in federal court for Charlie and TPUSA. This is what we wrote. As the White House demanded change, this reads like Orwellian. As the White House demanded changes from Facebook about its content decisions regarding, quote, disinformation on its platform, it also accused it of having increased skepticism among the public regarding the 2020 election and blamed it for a post-election Capitol insurrection. The White House press secretary also publicly demanded on behalf of the president that social media companies stop disinformation and misinformation, especially related to elections, and coupled that demand with an implied threat of robust antitrust enforcement if you don't do what the United States government says. We are going to bust your company up. Then, on September of 2019, meetings were conducted. Listen to this, folks. Meetings were conducted between social media companies, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Twitter, and government agencies, including the Office of Director of National Intelligence and Homeland Security. The agenda was election issues and disinformation. And who do we have on our staff now? The former Director of National Intelligence, Rick Grenell. Who do we have on the staff at the ACLJ? The former Director of the CIA and the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. Who do we have on our team at the ACLJ now? The former Democratic Congresswoman and leading reformer in that whole movement, Tulsi Gabbard. And we're going to announce other affiliations this year coming up. But this just gives you a taste of how aggressive we are going to be in court fighting this. And now this massive, massive federal lawsuit to go along with the 16 federal lawsuits we already have against this administration. This isn't talk. You know, there's a lot of groups, they talk, they go on, they make their sound bites. We take direct action here.
Yeah, and again, we put our money where our mouth is, and you do that as well as a donor. You say, you know what, this is a fight worth funding. And so what we're encouraging you to do in this final day of the Life and Liberty Drive is to exactly do that. Put your money where your mouth is. You support this work. You support the freedom for us to be able to share our ideas. You know they're coming for us this election cycle. May not have started yet because they don't mind when we're all fighting each other over different Republican nominees. They're not trying to dethrottle that. What they mind is when there is a Republican nominee and a Democrat nominee, and it'll likely be Joe Biden versus Donald Trump if the election was held today. But anyone, that they will start then again targeting conservative speech to squelch it, to limit the ability for you and larger organizations to get their message out. It's so that you won't even get the information from the ACLJ. You won't even get the information from Turning Point USA. You won't get Charlie Kirk's opinion on a political matter of the day, even if you follow them, because their messages are banned or their messages are dethrottled, the shadow banning that's gone on, or even they get locked out of their accounts. We've seen it go that far, being suspended and locked out of your account because you shared a worthwhile news story that the deep state didn't like. So put your money where your mouth is in this day, final day of the Life and Liberty Drive, and donate to ACLJ at ACLJ.org.
Let me tell you this. 2 days ago, we have 8 million people on Facebook alone. We had about 35 or 40,000 of you watch the broadcast. Now, we have about 205,000 people on Rumble. So it's a much smaller platform for us, newer, developing it. We had 102,000 of you watch it. And a couple of programs back, we had 380,000 of you watch it, which, by the way, is more than watch CNN in primetime. Now, explain to me how a group that has, like ours, the ACLJ, 8 million on Facebook and gets, you know, 35, 40,000 viewers to watch. And when you've got 5% of that on Rumble, you end up with 100,000. Or even on YouTube. I'll give YouTube credit here. On YouTube, we have about 325,000 subscribers. And we generally get, we're getting a third of those watching, which is, that's actually very high. But ask yourself this question. Who's putting their thumb on the scale here? The government. And it is not the business of government to squelch the free speech rights of its citizens. You know, we come to you here 5 days a week on this broadcast, and then Jordan Logan do the Secular Brothers podcast. We produce dozens of video shorts every day, multiple dozens a week. All of that happens because of your support of the ACLJ. Now we've announced one of the biggest lawsuits in ACLJ history. And I recruited some of the best and brightest lawyers in this country. I mean, let me give you a for instance. My legal team at representing President Trump included me and Jordan and a lawyer named Jane Raskin and at one time Rudy Giuliani during the Mueller probe. We put together Ken Starr, the late Ken Starr, Robert Ray, Alan Dershowitz, key lawyers. Some of those lawyers are now recruited for this. I'm putting the band back together. And of course, our senior legal team here at the ACLJ and some of our younger lawyers as well. But this is where you come in. We have a big agenda set for this year, but we really need your help. We cannot do it without you. So let me encourage you right now. This is the last day where your donations to the ACLJ can be doubled. The Life and Liberty Drive ends tonight. After our broadcast today, you'll catch us on Hannity Radio. Jordan and I are taking over the show for the full 3 hours, so you're going to hear all of our guests. We've got some new topics to discuss. Tonight, the Secular Band, the JSB, J Secular Band, is performing a live concert so that to encourage you to give. So we have a good time when we do this too. But I'm telling you right now, the Life and Liberty Drive ends tonight. This is your last moment. Your gifts are doubled. We're still short of our goal. We're thrilled for the support we received so far. Without your donations, we cannot fight this. We are fighting now on this major significant case and so many others. 16 lawsuits against the Biden administration now representing Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk. We can't do it without you. And I want to tell you, your chance to have your gift doubled ends at midnight tonight. So go to ACLJ.org right now. Everybody that's watching this broadcast, ACLJ.org right now and make that online donation. Somebody yesterday gave $10,000, but you can give $50. It's doubled as well. ACLJ.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it. Hi, this is Jay Sekulow. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you've told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. This month, we're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attacks on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack from within, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift you give will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, and help us fight to literally save lives. Go to ACLJ.org right now and join us in the fight.
sec. You know, this is the final day of our Life and Liberty Drive. And, you know, I always say it pretty straightforward to put your money where your mouth is on these cases. You know, most of, again, the clients we represent are folks who aren't looking to create constitutional crises or controversies. They're just trying to live their life, but they are engaged in the political process. They want to be engaged in their community. And by the way, people that are willing to do that now, they're brave. I have to say that.
Yes.
I consider us all in the brave category for willing to speak up at a school board meeting when you know that the federal government is tracking you as an extremist, when you're willing to question the content about what your kids are being taught in public schools. And think about some of the cases that we have taken on, even before Turning Point USA, on the grassroots level. Dad, the one I go to, it gets to me, and I think it's maybe because I have two daughters, son as well. But a teenage girl at an advanced kind of school for art, but a public school, gets this monologue assignment, which this all sounds kind of normal to begin with. Write a monologue, and then we're going to put them in a hat or something, and you'll draw a random one, and you'll perform someone else's. So it's a creative exercise. No problem with that. But what the monologue she happened to pull was so graphic that when her mother went to the school board meeting to complain about what her daughter was forced to perform, the school board meeting said you can't use obscenities like that during the meeting. It goes against our decorum. But they were having a minor who was forced.
We actually have that video.
I mean, the minor was forced to deliver content that adults on a school board meeting said they could not listen to.
We actually have folks, this is how bad this was. So let's set it up a little bit.
Yeah.
The girl was totally embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
She did not want to go to the male school principal to discuss this, which, of course, they made her do.
Oh, the after facts were even worse.
Yeah, the after facts were even worse. The mother takes the monologue and goes to the school board hearing to simply read it to the school board. And you know what the school board does? You're about to find out. Do we have that video ready? Here it is.
This will be horrifying for me to read to you, but that will give you perspective on how she must have felt when her teacher required her to memorize this and to act it out in front of her entire class. I don't love you. It's not you. It's just, I don't like your dick or any dick in that case. I cheated, Joe.
I'm sorry.
This is propaganda.
Forgive me. Excuse me. I don't. Thank you so much for your. Thank you for your comment. Forgive me. We're not using profanity. Simply, this is a public meeting. I asked for decorum.
If you don't want me to read it to you, what was that like for my 15-year-old daughter to have to memorize pornographic material?
That mother now has the lawyers that represent presidents in federal court to defend her and her daughter. They would not let it be read at the school board hearing. But they wanted her daughter to memorize it and deliver it to her class. And we said no. And we fought back. And we're in federal court duking that one out right now. I got a student that was told they wore a gold cross. The teacher had the nerve to say to the kid, you can't have a cross like that. Nobody would give you that. You're too poor to have a cross like that. They got it from a Bible study from a school board member. And it was on video, fortunately. And we sent a preservation letter. Preserve that video. We want to see it. And, of course, that ended that case pretty quickly. But the one in Nevada there, that one is in federal court. So this is giving you just a sample of what's going on right now. We also have got a major case involving prayer. We have been fighting this case out for years. It's gone to the Supreme Court once. It's going to go again. And that is atheists trying to shut down community prayer during a crisis in the community. Now, we got a little bit of a hint from three justices of the Supreme Court. We didn't get five, but this was on a preliminary matter saying, hey, we don't even think these atheist groups have standing to bring the lawsuit. So we're bringing that case up again. That case is going on right now, the city of Ocala, on a prayer vigil. And then, of course, today, 16 cases right now in federal court against the Biden administration. And today, the last day of our Life and Liberty Drive, we announce the mother of all ACLJ cases. Reminds me of when we took on the IRS, Jordan. This is a huge case.
It does. You know, when you think about all these different cases, you have to understand the different clients. But I want to play, just if people missed it, a little sound from our newest client that we announced today, Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk, who came to us to say, we want the ACLJ to represent us in this battle against the Biden administration. Take a listen.
The government is not allowed to pick and choose which voices they want to be able to heard more, you know, be heard more than others. And even further is they did it in a clandestine way where you didn't really know it and they called you conspiracy theorist if you said it. And we don't know how involved the FBI was. We know the DHS vector, but the FBI was having standing meetings with Joel Roth at the Twitter office, and they were discussing, you know, potential censorship activities. I lost access to my Twitter account because I tweeted about the Hunter Biden laptop for a whole week during the presidential election because they said it was Russian disinformation. And you have to wonder, I mean, how many other voices were suppressed and how many. Yeah. And so I think this is the complaint here. You guys do such a great job, is going to be, you know, really focused and precise. And I think this really needs to be a hallmark case where we put the government, you know, shine a light on how they have been actively involved in the viewpoint discrimination. But my fear, guys, and this is why I think that this lawsuit is so timely and important, what's to prevent them from doing it during the 2024 election? But there's a mass demoralization component to this, which I think you're getting at, which is people that say, why even speak if my stuff is going to be shadow banned, right? And we were called conspiracy theorists for even introducing the idea of a shadow ban. The great work by James O'Keefe proved with undercover videos that Twitter was indeed shadow banning. But now, to kind of complete the circle, was it the federal government that was pressuring the companies to shadow ban in the first place? And that's like, whoa, now you're at a whole nother level, that these companies were not acting independently.
You know, I want you to realize you've got the massive cases like this one that we're taking on with Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk. But another case we're working on is a student who was suspended for telling people about Jesus at a school, middle school student. And the school fought back hard against this. They said this kid was, you know, causing all this trouble, and it was really their fault, and it had nothing to do with the content. It's gotten so bad, the parents have had to pull the student out of the school because, again, we're, you know, bringing the lawsuit likely. The mother's traumatized here, and our complaint is ready to go. We are literally working with the family as we speak. But the trauma, the family's so traumatized by how the school district has treated their son for sharing their faith. I mean, it was a nasty gram that we received back.
Oh, we received a nasty gram from the lawyer to us.
Yeah.
I don't know who, and by the way, lawyer, I don't know who you think you're messing with, okay? But that if you think your nasty letter is going to intimidate us, guess again. Now, if our client decides to pull the trigger and go to federal court on this, we're ready to go. But they've been pretty traumatized. And by the way, other students stood up for the young man and said none of these disruptive things that the school alleged happened. It was like the teacher who said he was slinging the cross around his fingers and hitting people with it, and we got the video and there was nothing there. That's why we stand up and fight. That's why it's time to stand in there. Folks, this is it. Last day of this broadcast for our life and liberty drive. This is it. It ends tonight at midnight. Jordan and I will be hosting Hannity this afternoon. We will be doing a live music concert on all social media platforms tonight. We've had great success, but we still have not reached our goal. Without your donations, we cannot fight for the issues that matter most to you and your family. And we want to be able to do that. We are fighting a major case right now, in addition to the 16 cases against the Biden administration and countless others, the new case with Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk. We can't do it without you. These folks need us, and we need you. And together, we get them the support they need legally. ACLJ.org, Life and Liberty Drive. Do it today. Last day, folks. Life and Liberty Drive at ACLJ.org. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you've told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attacks on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Go to ACLJ.org right now and join us in the fight.